When it comes to the end of the brachos here in chapter Chovov, the last shlav, the last step starts in Posuk Tes. Uponisi Alechem. Ponisi Alechem is a new degree of Hashgoche Protis. Like Rashi says in Posuk Tes, Uponisi Alechem. Efnemi kol asakai, which means everything else won't be important anymore. From now on, you are important. Leshalem schorchem. Moshe Moadover. Doimel lemelech shesochar poyalim, and then all of a sudden he saw one that he liked, and he said, okay, you are it. So ufonisi alechem is a new level of hashgoche protis. Vifreisi eschem, virbeisi eschem, vehakimoisi es brisi itchem. This is Mashiach. Hakimoisi es brisi itchem. This is the new bris, what the goyim call it, the new covenant, the bris hachadosho.
We're going to finish something with the chair from yesterday. You said you wanted to tell us something.
What?
You're talking something about the chair. The question before we didn't finish. You said you wanted to add something.
I can't remember exactly which one it was. Let's continue. So Vakimoshes Brisit Chem is the new pact. The new pact again is the pact of Mashiach, the Zman Mashiach. And then he describes in Posukut Vachaltem Yoshon Noishon, Vyoshom Ipnei Chodosh Toitziu. If you take a look at the Rambam in the last chapter of Hilchos Melochim, when he describes the tremendous amount of food will be available in the times of Mashiach, that all of a sudden that won't be our concern anymore, it fits perfectly with Posuk Yud. Venosati Mishkoni Besoichem. What is Venosati Mishkoni? Posuk Yud Aleph. This is the Beis Hamikdash, says Rashi. Venosati Mishkoni, the Beis Hamikdash. Again, we are talking about the Beis Hamikdash Ashlishi. And in Posuk Yud Beis, Visalachti Besoichem Vois Lochem Leloikim, Vatem Tiuli Leom. The perfect relationship. You are mine, Ani Ledodi, Vedodi Li. That perfect harmony between Hashem and the Jewish people. But take a look how the brachos conclude. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I started my relationship with you when I took you out of Egypt, Mi'yois Lohem Avodim, when you were slaves to Paroi, and I changed it, Vo'eshbor Motoisulchem, and I broke your yoke, which means that I made you my servants. You were the servants of Pharaoh. So I broke your yoke so you should recognize that you are my servant. And now it's finally, the goal is reached. Vo'oileicheschem koimemius. What does it mean, koimemius? Koimemius literally means loshen koimo, with your head held high. This is the word koimemius. When you are walking with your head high, just it's a symbol of independence, pride, self-confidence. That is koimemius. You will walk with koimemius. So that is the highest level, koimemius. And the Mefarshim asks, koimemius, this is the highest level. It says the opposite. It says in the Gemara, Osur leilech bekoimos gufo. You're not allowed to walk with your head held high, right? It goes together. That's why the Gemara says, Osur leilech daledamo is bekoimos gufo. You're not allowed to walk with your head high. You're not allowed to walk without your head covered. It's all part of the recognition that you are subservient. So all of a sudden, there is a tremendous deal made out of the fact that you will be able to walk with your head held high. And this is what we say in the Birchos Krishme, V'soylecheinu koimemius le'artzeinu. Why koimemius? Since when is that such an important characteristic? More, why is that the end of the brachos? As if the highest level, when Mashiach will come, we finally will have our head held high. Why is that such an important characteristic? So I saw the Meshech Chochmo saying the following. You know, the Gemara says that there is an importance in the fact that the broches, starting from Im Bechukoi Saiteilechu and ending with Koimemius, go Me'alef Atof. You see, how does it start? With the letter Aleph. The end of the broches end with the letter Tof. Says the Gemara, this is why it starts with Aleph Bat Atof, because it includes everything. Me'alef Ve'atof. On the surface, we don't understand. So what's the point? So it does start with an aleph. So it start, does end with a tov. Why is that important? What is the message that the Chachomim see in the fact that the bracha start with an aleph and end with a tov? What's the idea behind it?
What's the tov?
Koimemius. Koimemius is the last word. Koimemius is the last word of the bracha. The last letter of Koimemius is a tov. So, right? Aleph, it starts with an aleph. The bracha is im befukois aiteleichu. And it ends with Koimemius, the tov, the first and last letter of the alphabet.
Oh, but not that each of the brachas is
No. Me aleph ve'atov, and everything in between, right? Which, if it starts with an aleph, atov, it has everything in between. So, the Meshech Chochmah wants to know, what's the point? What is the message behind it? Says the Meshech Chochmah the following. We find in the Gemara in Broches, that the Gemara in Broches says, that kol ho'oimer Ashrei, the Holy Oim, if you say Ashrei 3 times a day, the number 3 is always something which is established, a fact which is established. If you say it 3 times a day, you are Ben Ho Oilom Habo. You are really a spiritual man, or like simple pshat, you get a Chelek in Oilom Habo. But it's more than just Chelek Oilom Habo. Every mitzvah, every tefillah is Chelek Oilom Habo. Somehow Ashrei, if you say Ashrei 3 times, you're saying Ashrei. The words make you a Bein Olam Habo, not a Bein Olam Hazeh. You have recognized the secret of Olam Hazeh, that the source of Olam Hazeh is Olam Habo. As the Gemara, why is Ashrei so important? So the Gemara says, because it says, Poiseach es yodecho, umasbiya lechol chai rotzoin. You open up your hand, and you feed everybody, you give everybody what they need. Human beings depend on you. Says the Gemara, that human beings depend on you. There are other psukim who say that. Like, for instance, in the Hoidu, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kilo Elom Chazdoi. Remember? Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kilo Elom Chazdoi, the 26 statements which end Kilo Elom Chazdoi. It says, Noisein Lechem Lechol Bosor Kilo Elom Chazdoi. You feed everybody. So why is Ashrei better than Noisein Lechem Lechol Bosor Kilo Elom Chazdoi? Says the Gemara, no. Because Ashrei has the one advantage which that chapter, Hoidu Lashem, doesn't have. What is it? ABC, Aleph Beis Gimel Daled, it has the ABC. Big deal. So what? So what if it has the ABC? That tells you more about Poiseach Es Yodecho. What does the ABC have to do with Poiseach Es Yodecho? Here. One problem. Second problem. We said that Noisein Lechem Lechol Bosor is part of the chapter of Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kilolom Chazdoi. Now, remember the chapter. Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kilolom Chazdoi, we say it on Shabbos, we say it on Pesach night. Right, it's a very important chapter. Says the Gemara. Now, in the Gemara, that chapter is called Halel Hagodoil, the Great Halel. 26 times we say Kilolom Chazdoi. It's the Great Halel, Halel Hagodoil. Says the Gemara, Kol ho'oimer Halel Hagodol bechol yoim. If a person will say Halel Hagodol, which means Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv every day, Hareze mechareif umegadet, he is insulting God. Dear, if you say Ashrei 3 times a day, you are Ben Olam Habo. If you say Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv, the long Halel, Halel Hagodol, every day, you are insulting God. What does it mean? What does it mean? Says the Meshech Chochmah, this is what it means.
So what is Halel HaGadol?
Halel HaGadol is Hoidu Lashem, that chapter of 26 sentences, and they all end Kilo Elom Chazdoi, is called in the Gemara Halel HaGadol.
It's the one song.
See, it's all one song.
You said on Shabbos.
Says the Meshech Chochmah the following insight. He says like this. What does it mean when the Gemara says, Poiseach es yodecho? Ah, but there is an ABC. What is the symbolism of Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet? We believe that the oisios, that with them God created Shomayim Vo'oretz, is the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. From Aleph Atov, God created the world. Which means that there is a symbolism in the Aleph, Beis, of the natural processes that God created. The concept that Aleph comes before Beis, and Bet brings Gimel, Gimel brings Dalet, represents the recognition of the natural cycle. Natural cycle. A Jew, and we're not talking about Hasharon and Apikores, even a religious Jew, very often has a difficult time associating Hashgoche, Hashgoche, divine providence, with the natural cycle. Hashgoch is Hashgoche, but the natural cycle is natural cycle. People have a very difficult time putting them both together and realizing that even though there is such a thing as natural cycle, that like the Ramban says here, natural cycle is that if you plow and you pour water and you add water, it will grow. But it doesn't always grow. Sometimes it will, sometimes it doesn't. So if Hashem intervenes that it should grow, it will still be within the natural order. There won't be anything supernatural in the fact that you had a good crop. You buy a stock and it goes up, right? And you buy again a stock and again it goes up. It's part of the natural cycle. The fact that Hashem intervened is not noticeable. The Ramban says right here, that's called Nes Nister. But it's still part of the natural cycle. The recognition that every natural cycle has the intervention of Hashem, this is the saying of Ashrei. Means that nothing which happens even within the natural cycle is a coincidence. Even something which seems a clear coincidence. What do you mean? A led to B and B led to C. No. B doesn't necessarily have to lead to C. C doesn't necessarily have to lead to D.
Only
because between the letters there is a space. And that space is where Hashem intervenes. But it's not noticeable. Okay? This is pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, why is it that noisei lechem lechol bosor is not good enough? But poiseach es yodecho is good enough. And the Gemara answers, because poiseach es yodecho is part of the ABC. It means that what the Chachomim wanted is that you should recognize that even though it seems that the reason why I eat is because I'm following natural rules, I planted and I watered and I harvested and therefore I'm eating, you are wrong. Hashem is poiseach es yodecho. He opened his hands, this is why I'm eating. What is the Halel HaGodol? Halel HaGodol,
why is it possible every day?
Halel HaGodol, it has in it about Kriyas Yamsuf, about Memake Mitzrayim Bivchoreihem, all supernatural events. There is such a thing that Hashem sometimes intervenes in the world supernaturally, but it's very unusual. Supernatural intervening, that's very easy to accept. Some people don't believe it, but if you believe it, then of course that's God's intervention. It's much more difficult to believe that God intervenes within the natural cycle than the supernatural cycle. A person who, instead of Ashrei, will say the Halel HaGodol Bechol Yoim, what is he expressing?
That God does supernatural things every day.
In the supernatural world, that's where God intervenes. In the natural world, that's my Isaac, that's my business. God doesn't intervene in the natural. This is why it's an insult to God to say the Halel HaGodol Bechol Yoim. But Ashrei, which has the ABC, he recognizes that in the natural cycle God intervenes. Oh, this is Bein Olam Habo. A person who lives in this Olam Hazeh, knowing that there is Olam Habo in the Olam Hazeh, oh, that is a Bein Olam Habo. This is how the Meshech Chokmah understands why the ABC is important and why a person who says the Hoidu every day is a Mecharef Megadef, is insulting God. Says the Meshech Chokmah, this is the, what are we doing here in Parshas Bechukosai? In Parshas Bechukosai, the broches are not supernatural broches. It doesn't say, you will sit in your house and man will fall down. It doesn't say that. It will say, it says, it will rain, except it will rain at the right time. You will harvest, but you will harvest and there will be plenty of food. You will work, you won't stay home, you will work, you will take care of things. All natural. So,
but it'll go good for you.
But in the natural process, I will intervene. Okay? Now, when a person feels that he depends on the natural cycle or on people, that makes him feel like a little bit dependent, right? Servile. Like you feel subservient. For instance, you are working for somebody. He has to sign the check for you. You feel a little bit subservient for him. He's signing my check, right? Why? Because you don't really feel that you don't really depend on your boss. You depend on Hashem. Because a little bit you still live in this world. And it's difficult to fit in the divine intervention in your everyday life. It's very difficult. So to the degree that it's difficult, you remain a dependent person. You are not completely redeemed, right? You can't hold your head high because you always depend on something in this world. So what is the last step in the Aleph phase? Aleph leads to Beis, leads to Gimel. What is the last step? What is the highest level? When we come to the absolute recognition that everything is Hashem. Even the most natural cycle, the most natural cause and effect relationship, even that is Hashem intervenes in it. That is right before the Sof. And what is the word right before the Sof? Koimemius. This is when we can be proud. But we are proud vis-a-vis the rest of nature, the rest of the world, not vis-a-vis God. That's the whole point. When we say it's osir to walk with your head held high in this world, we are talking vis-a-vis God. You shouldn't feel vis-a-vis God. You don't have to help me, God. I'll take care of myself. That is a person who is holding his head high in front of God. This is why you have to cover your head, to know that you depend on God. But the goal is to become independent of the natural process. This is koyim miyus. This is how the Mishnah Chochma understands what the Chazal mean when they say me'alef v'atof. That this bracha is go me'alef v'atof. Now, let's go on to the next step.
Yeah. Significance to the nun being left out?
Again?
The ashray, is there any significance to the nun?
Yeah. The Gemara asked that the nun is hidden. It's not that it's left out, it's hidden. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha-noiflim. The nun of noiflim is the left out nun. That we hid it because that's the bad part of the natural process, noiflim, falling. That's what the Gemara says, that the nun is not really missing, but it's hidden. Right. So, All these broches is just like an introduction to the other side. What will happen if the process will start becoming reversed? We spoke about in Bechukoy Saitelechu, following the Torah, learning Torah. What about the Imloisish Meuli? What about if you don't listen to me? Listen to the order of events here. Not listening to God. Not fulfilling the mitzvos. In bechukoy saitimosu, becoming disgusted by the mitzvos. Vimis es mishpotai tigal nafshechem. And my mishpotim, again another word which seems to be like becoming disgusted with the mishpotim. Not to fulfill the mitzvos, to break the pact with God, and so on and so forth. Says Rashi here. Rashi analyzes each one of the steps and he comes to the conclusion that here there are seven steps to abandoning the Torah. A person will not get up in the morning and all of a sudden say, you know what? I'm ceasing to keep the Torah, Chas v'Shalom. Nobody does that. You don't suddenly cease to keep the Torah. The process starts, says Rashi. Says Rashi here, Vim loy sishmeu. The last part, veloy sasu. Misheloy tilmedu, loy sasu. It all starts with not learning. You don't learn, you don't do. Now, we'll skip the middle. We'll just go over to where Rashi summarizes the seven steps. At the end of Posuk Tezvov, Rashi says, Harei sheva aveirois. If you pay attention and you analyze the steps, you will see seven steps here. Horishoino goireres hashnio. The first leads to the second one. Vehein ad hashvis. Until you get to the seventh level. Ve'elu hein. The following are the steps. Loi lomad. The problem starts with when we stop learning. We are too busy to learn. We are still doing all the mitzvahs, but we are not learning. If you don't learn, loy oso, you don't keep the mitzvahs seriously. You will keep the mitzvahs, but not seriously. You won't pay attention to the details. You will say, for instance, matzah. I have to eat matzah, of course. Matzah reminds me of the Exodus. But will you pay attention to how much you eat? Will you eat a kazais or didn't you eat a kazais? If you don't learn Torah, details become insignificant. Details only remain significant if you learn Torah. This is the fact. So when you stop learning Torah, details become insignificant. So therefore, your asiyas mitzvah is not fulfilled, is not full, is not complete. What is the step after that, says Rashi?
Never a chance. That's the opposite of chance is pre-planned. So it's one of the two. Either you believe that everything is pre-planned. If it's pre-planned, then there is a God who cares. If there is a God who cares, we have obligations towards that God. We have to keep the mitzvah in a certain way, the way God wants it, not the way we want it. The moment we start deciding that we have to keep the mitzvah the way we want it, so we deny that God supervises it and that God establishes the obligations, we have to a world of carry. So what will happen to the world? It will become a world of carry. And what happens in the world of carry? Hester Pony. God's face becomes hidden. What is the muscle? What is the metaphor of God's face becoming hidden? That when you turn around and you say, is somebody watching God? Nobody's watching God. If somebody would be watching God, this thing wouldn't happen. Obviously, there is no God. Because if there is a God who cares, this wouldn't have happened. What is really happening? The world, God is reacting the way you established the system. You have created the system of carry, so God acts with you for carry. Okay? This is the way the Torah says what will happen at the time when we will distance ourselves from Hashem. Now, one of the clothes in Prophet Zion is your enemies will have control over you. They'll beat you. The same way that Here, the enemies will feel that they can control you. The Nasdem is near the Rotu Bochem Soinatem. Your son, your enemy, will have Rotu. Rotu means Rotu power, control over you. The Nasdem, and you will start to run away. The angry David, and nobody will be there to pursue you. You will feel pursued, but there won't be anybody pursuing you. So the important act, but it says clearly, we will be beaten by our enemies. And they will control us. They will run away. They write this and say, what the clover? This sounds good. What's better to start running away and turning around and finding your enemy at your back, or turning around and not finding your enemy at your back? Obviously, not finding your enemy is a broken. True. So why is it part of the clothing? You see, the Torah says there will be enemies and you will run away. But you'll turn around, you're not even there. Implication, they're not really your enemies. They don't really care to go after you. More, but it's still a problem. What works? To turn around and find your enemy still running after you, or turning around and not finding your enemy after you? On the surface, now turning around and yet finding your enemy after you works. One of the big problems in Jewish history is that we never had a sufficient basis to create a pattern of how the sometimes we will be so afraid, the Gentiles, and we will do all kinds of things to defend ourselves, and all of a sudden we turn around, it was all an illusion. They didn't even plan to do it against us. So next time we'll be in danger, they will tell us, or Jews will say, hey, wait a second, you saw last time it was a false alarm, we have nothing to be afraid now, you saw last time nothing happened, so what will happen next time? You won't be prepared. This way, he's over here. The road to Bochem Toinechem, and it's more, it's even clearer, according to the Malbim. The Malbim says, you know that there are no synonyms in the Torah. What is the difference between Oyev and Sonev? What is the difference? Oyev is an enemy, and Sonev is an enemy. Oyev is an active enemy. Oyev is an enemy who is out to get you in the open. Sonim are enemies who feel hatred towards you, but on the surface they don't do anything wrong. This is why. When you go out to war, who do you go out to war against? Oyevecho. He says that I'll go out to Oyevecho, not out to Oyevecho. Because if they don't do anything, fine, you want to hate us, go ahead. As long as you don't do anything against us. The moment the Sonim becomes an Oyev, okay? So now, take a look at the words. V'nosati bonai bochem, v'nigavtem lifnei oyvechem. In the beginning there will be oyvim. What does it mean, oyvim? Open enemies, active enemies. So as long as they are active enemies, we know who to watch out for. But then it says, v'rodu bochem soineichem. You will be under the control of the Sonim. Sonim are much more dangerous. Why? Because Sonim aren't oyvim. Hidden haters. They hate you, but they don't show it. So therefore, the Nasdem Veroi David, then you turn around and you say, hey, no, they have nothing against us. They like us. But that Soine next time will be coming to an Oyev and you won't be ready. That will be your downfall. So part of the problem in Golem is that we are never certain. We always are uncertain. We are always anxious and tense and nervous about the future. And this is what the misfortune says. Meaning, in Pesuk Zion before, in the middle of Pesuk Zion is Mechalois Einayim Umelikot Nefesh. Something that affects your eyes and your nefesh. That means the feeling of uncertainty. The feeling of the fear of the future. You are never sure about the future. This is the exact opposite of Bet Beta. V'yishartem lo Beta be'artzechem. That's the opposite of Koimenius. You'll always feel dependent upon somebody else. And that's the opposite of Betach. You
Remember, Pesach is a feeling of security. I'm nothing to worry about. You're constantly going to worry. So you thought that you became more independent by abandoning God. Right? You became much less independent by abandoning God. You are constantly anxious and fearful of everybody. Now,
sin of their parents. Let's have one of your own. You have to confess for your parents? True. It's our, we have laws. But sin of regulation. I mean, the circumstances. Listen, you know, it's not our fault. That's no tuve at all. If we don't take responsibility, then it's no tuve at all.
Yeah.